Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
What's up?
Look who's back.
I'm back, baby. Did you miss me?
Well,
I'm very silly.
Well, stop talking for a sec. Yeah. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
Are you really, really happy that Ellie is back?
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, I was talking to
MJ, live from the grave.
He filled in for you and he did a fantastic job yesterday.
Look, if anyone's going to take my place, I'd be quite happy for it to be MJ. I think the people of the Goulburn Valley would be very stoked if MJ was their new radio host.
How bad is it having Ellie back?
That's not true at all.
He likes you.
Of course, he loves me.
MJ, you being serious?
I'm telling you the honest truth.
Yeah, he is.
He really likes you.
He loves me. He loves me.
MJ, say it in more of a high-pitched feminine voice.
Honestly.
Oh, cool. You know what I was really worried about, MJ?
What?
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
MJ, I was really, really worried about Ellie not making a flight yesterday.
What should be worrying? Who's the criminal? Who's Jack the Ripper in the room?
Oh, geez, that's heavy. Who is Jack the Ripper in the room? Out of the three of us, me, you, and MJ.
MJ, I reckon it's you.
Honestly.
Yeah, I honestly do.
I'm telling you the honest truth.
Are you annoyed yet? Because I did that for 3 hours yesterday.
That is some good radio, bro. Good job. Proud of you.
But you know what, MJ? I'm just so lucky to be next to someone who's so beautiful.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
She's not a thing. She's
I don't
a
look
female.
Beautiful today, though.
Like, yeah, the old hair's a bit dirty, isn't
bun.
It?
My boyfriend hates it when I wear my hair in a bun.
Oh,
what do you think?
Really? I like it better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you like attracted to me right
no,
now?
No, I just think it's a beautiful thing.
That's a beautiful thing.
I mean, MJ does too, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I like your hair up.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Stop hitting on me. Got a boyfriend. Love him very much.
Cool. Throw that in there. Some more MJ.
That's a beautiful thing.
He's hitting on you, not me.
Hey, I'll take MJ.
Do you want to know an honest truth about those MJ grabs? And I'm only telling the podcast fans this.
Oh, this is an exclusive scoop. An exclusive is.
I got that out of an interview, those grabs,
yep.
Where he was getting talked to about having kids sleep in the bed with him.
Oh.
Macaulay Culkin, is that what's his, how do you say
yeah,
his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interview. He was being interviewed about that. Like, do you think that's weird? And these were all his answers. I just took out all the weird, heavy stuff.
Oh, God, when you put it in that context, it makes it really creepy. The it's a beautiful thing.
It's
that's
not
creepy.
True at all.
MJ, what do you think of that?
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, Josiah.
Oh, MJ, are you being serious?
Honestly.
There you go.
Oh, God, I feel a bit awkward.
That's scary. On that note, should we get to the catch-up?
Yes, the catch-up's not as awkward, guys. It's a bit more fun.
Good to have you back, Ellie. Oh, I've really missed you.
I can tell with that gear.
So did MJ.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, I was obviously off. We'll call it sick.
Yeah, I was riding solo, and by riding solo, I kind of co-hosted the show with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you. Glad you found a fitting replacement, mate. MJ and I as equal fame.
Yep.
You did a great job. Well done. I listened to the catch up.
You absolutely
nailed it.
Thanks for downloading, by the way. Hit.com.au. Download the Hit app. You can listen to our catch up right now.
Yeah, you did a really great job without me.
Thanks.
Especially because, you know, you're pushing the buttons. You don't usually push the buttons. You're doing everything. So
it's
well
out of
done.
My comfort zone, Ellie.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be too hard on you right now for something that went wrong.
I feel like I know exactly what you're about to do. Because there was one thing yesterday that I am very embarrassed about. And it wasn't the Michael Jackson gear.
No.
That was funny.
You should be embarrassed about that too. But so the biggest news story going around at the moment, of course, is the needles in the strawberries.
Yeah, this is crazy. Oh, I heard a rumor. I haven't found an article on it, but someone told me apparently there's some in bananas being found.
Yes. I know. It's crazy. Who thinks to put needles in there? I don't know. But what's crazier is a little fact that you don't quite know about strawberries. And Josiah, we are in the fruit capital of the country.
Oh, I knew it was this.
Have a listen to you talking about the strawberry saga yesterday.
Support your local farmers. If there's a strawberry farm near you, buy your local product or pick some straight off the tree. Ain't no needles in the trees, guys.
Straight off the tree, Josiah.
Oh, if you ever want to pick a strawberry, just take them off the leaves of a tree, yeah?
Do you think that there's like big, like, I don't know, maple trees with strawberries just hanging down?
Okay. Technically, they're in the ground and there are leaves. So I guess picking them off a tree, even though it's not a stereotypical tree.
Yeah.
Am I justifying it right here?
No, say bush. Okay. Say plant.
Yeah, it's more of a plant. You're right.
You know, say. Oh, just don't say tree.
What was that last thing I said at the end?
Well, then you said it again. So that was at 7:30, you said that. And then at 8:30, you thought, I'm going to mention the strawberry gear again. And this is how that went down.
If they're open, the strawberry picking farm said on down and pick your own. Ain't no needles on the trees. I mean, I'm technically right.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's like a pine needle tree.
I didn't say there's no strawberries on the trees. I said there's no needles in the trees.
Maybe you should have.
The needles are in the strawberries, which are not also in trees.
Exactly. Yeah, the strawberries aren't on the trees.
Ain't no needles on the trees.
I'm going to put that in our new, like, wake up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ain't no needles on the trees.
No, there aren't.
Oh, buddy, I'm happy to be back. I'll help you out from here.
Thank you.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Josiah, you are notorious for being terrible with pronunciation.
Yeah, I mean, let's just say English isn't my first language.
It is, though. Like, you tell that lie.
No, I'm Albanian. Like,
yeah, you've never Albanian been to Albania.
Albanian first, English second. That's how I work.
All right, say hello, my name's Josiah in Albanian.
I'll do that after the show for you. Let's just say my dad was born there. That's all you need to know.
Okay, great. Thank you. No, you know Chrissy Teigen?
Yes, famous for being married to John Legend.
No, famous for being a model.
No, she's famous for nothing. She's another Kardashian. She's a fame.
No, she is not.
What do you call a fame? I can't say that word.
Josiah Schaller, I think is the name.
A.K.A. What is it called when they're a fame?
Yeah, you can't say it.
Okay, I won't say it.
You know what we're talking about, GB. Chrissy Teigen is not that. She's great.
Famous
she's a model.
For doing
she was a Victoria's Secret model, I think she is.
Get stuff.
Yeah, she was a model.
Don't get me wrong, she's very pretty, but.
She's a model. Look her up. Not now, but later. Anyway, we all know her as Chrissy Teigen, right?
Yes.
Married to John Legend. Model.
Legend. Jinx.
And anyway, it's come out that her name is not actually Chrissy Teigen.
What, she got a stage name like Legend? It's no. Chrissy Legend, that's why.
No, it's Chrissy Teigen, except it's actually pronounced Chrissy Teigen.
Teigen.
Woot.
So why do we all call her Teigen then?
Well, she just stopped correcting people because she was just like, oh, I can't be bothered. Let's just be Chrissy Teigen. Here's her.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Teigen. Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
Told you, it's Teigen.
So this comes after we've also learnt that Ariana Grande's name isn't Grande, it's Grandy.
Yeah, because she does. You're right. She says Ariana Grande.
Yeah, yeah, and we just all call her that. And it's like that's always the case with footballers and everything. You just get to the point where you just stop correcting people.
Yeah, there's a Canberra Raider fan, and you know I'm a massive Canberra Raider fan. There's a player, he plays on the wing, and his name is always Jordan Rapana. Mm-hmm. And that's what all the commentators say. Last year, his mum came out and cracked it.
Really?
Going, guys, it's Jordy Rapana. Oh, and that was all over the news because everyone was like, ugh. And so now all the commentators have had to learn to say his name the right. And it's always a debate whenever someone says it the wrong way. They're always correcting each other on air now.
Right. There you go. Well, that's the thing. Like, you just get to the point where you just can't be bothered. It's like, okay, cool. You call me what you want to call me. Yeah. I don't even care. I'm sure you get that with your name all the time.
Yeah, Josiah, let's be honest. It's a hard name, especially when you see it on paper. It's like, how do I even pronounce it? Your name, Ellie.
Yeah.
To everyone normal, it's Ellie.
Yeah.
But to a lot of Victorians. And
not
I know
Victorians aren't normal.
No, you're not normal. I'm not having a go at our listeners right now. Kind of am. It's not Ali.
Yeah.
People in Victoria cannot pronounce. We're going to go on this debate another time.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone calls you Ali, don't they? With an A-L.
Yeah, but no one can hear the difference. If you call me Ali, you can't hear the difference between Ali and Ellie. I've tried.
But I can.
Yeah. I know, you and I can because we weren't brought up in Victoria.
Maybe we're special.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't mind if you call me Ellie, whatever you want. I don't care because I'm not going to correct you. And that's exactly the same as Chrissy Teigen. So she's tweeted in response to the whole like Twitter – Twitter craze when, you know, people get on board and everyone's like, oh my God, it's Teigen, not Teigen. She said, I don't correct people ever. They call me Janet and I won't.
It's fair enough.
Wrong order, I'll eat it. Taxi going to the wrong airport, I'll change my flight. And a lot of people are like that, like people who don't send back things, people who just don't bother.
Mm.
And I want to talk about those people this morning. Are you one of them? Have you just given up on correcting people because it's just too hard? Or are you the type of person who, the taxi takes you to the wrong place and you're just like, oh, that's fine, that'll do, whatever, I don't mind.
I'm one of those people. It's like me with our TV ad. Remember when I was like, I don't want to sound like a princess, but they keep saying Josiah when it's Josiah. Not that I care, but my mother does.
Yeah, sure. You're so, what are you talking about? You had a massive diva fit that morning.
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
In fact, I've got a bit of that.
In 2018, get up from 6 a.m. weekdays with Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah and Ellie.
Don't worry, if you see us on TV, it has been fixed to Josiah and Ellie. Don't think we didn't contact head office about that one.
Ben from Maroopna, have you given up on correcting people about something?
Yeah, last name.
Oh, okay. What's your last name?
It's not even that tricky. It's Bolch, B-O-L-C-H, but for some reason when people read it, they get a little bit dyslexic and they say blotch. Yeah, it was like a blotch. Like people at airline hostesses, people in lines, whenever I was in school, it was always Ben Blotch, and it's Bolch, Bolch, Bolch.
Oh, Ben, when you said it the first time, what I heard was Bolt. So maybe also to do with the pronunciation. I was like, what are you, Usain's brother or something?
But well, that's the problem. And people put it like an SH, like Bolt. That's more offensive. So literally I changed my Instagram name to It's Blotchy.
Right. I feel like the S is the real tripper up here. Tripper uppera. Is that a thing?
Tripper-upper.
I feel like without the S, you'd be fine. Because Bolch, you've got the CH, but the S is just like Bolch, Bolche, Bolch.
That's the problem I'm having.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry to hear that, bud.
And what is your last name? What nationality?
It's German.
Yeah.
So I don't even like bringing that up because then that creates a whole other conversation. So I just say Bolch.
East or West? Don't go there.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you want to make like a public service announcement now and so people who know you can know what your name is?
It's Bolch.
It's Bolch. All right, cool. He said it. You've heard it here first.
No worries, Usain Bolt.
Oh, thanks for your call, Ben.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
A little insight to behind the scenes of the Josiah and Ellie show. We organised an interview with Scott Cam for yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Organised it on Friday. It was for after the show. Unfortunately, you missed your flight, as we've harped on about all morning.
Yep.
So I had to do the interview solo.
Yeah, good on you, buddy. Proud of you. What
Thank you.
Should I have a listen?
You know what? Scott Cam probably preferred to do it solo, but in this chat, you're going to enjoy it, Ellie, because you haven't heard it yet. He slams you.
Oh.
Lucky enough to be joined by Scotty Cam this morning. Scott Cam, welcome to the Josiah and Ellie show.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, you're on your own.
Riding solo, mate. Ellie, let's just say she was back home in Perth. She missed her flight back, so I did the whole show solo this morning.
Well, that is a disgraceful excuse, missing her flight. You're joking.
Scott Cam, have you ever missed a flight in your life before?
No, I'm never late. I like to be on time all the time. It's a bit of a thing. I think my father punched that in. Not punched it. That's a bit of a hard term. My father drove that into me about being late and things like that in life. And I sort of grew up in the 60s and 70s and when there was no mobile phones, you see. So back those days, you couldn't be late. So you're always on time, and that's why I'm always on time.
This next generation of people like Ellie, they're just all flaky with their time, isn't it? If they're half an hour late, they don't care.
Well, they just ring, don't they? I'm going to be half an hour late. Whereas in the old days, you couldn't ring anybody. You had to just be there. Otherwise, someone would be sitting there for half an hour.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Ellie, planes aren't going to wait for her like she thinks they will.
No, she's in trouble, fair dinkum. She's a good talking to.
Mate, what if a block contestant rocked up half an hour? What would the punishment be there for you?
If they're making me wait for half an hour, there'd be a massive blow up. Don't worry about that.
Has that ever happened on the block?
Some people this season were a bit tardy with their timing and people seemed to be waiting. So I sat those people down and had a little bit of a chat to them and said, this has to stop immediately. Off camera.
Of course, off camera. And we know an angry Scott Cam isn't
That's right.
Scott Cam, our boss tells us, he gave us some advice on when interviewing people recently. He said, you know what? Pretend you're sitting down with them. You've had two wines, and you're cracking open the bottle. Or would you prefer a beer? Well, what's your drink of choice?
Yeah, Carlton Draft in the can, mate.
Okay, you and I, we've sat down, we've had two Carlton Drafts. What would you ask them? That's what he says is the perfect interview. So as we crack open our Carlton Draft, cheers. I want to know, what happened to your gold Logie? Did you end up turning it into a bottle opener like you said you would?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I did. I put a bottle opener on the bottom of it, and it opened stubbies beautifully. My son and his mates come around. They're having a few beers. They always get the old gold Logie out and open the stubbies with it.
Your son? Imagine if your dad had a gold Logie that you could use as a bottle opener. There is a claim. Is he like the cool kid?
No, he's not. He's not like that. Because they're all growing up with me on the telly, all those boys that I know, and I've known them for years since they were kids. So it's all just a bit of fun.
How good. I never thought that a gold logo would actually be turned into that. I wonder if the logo people are impressed or if they're like, Scott, do you have to?
Yeah, well, mate, I've repurposed it, and it's on the mantelpiece, but it's also got a job to do at the same time. So I love the gold logo, and and I love it being a bolt opener.
Being the presenter you are now, Scott, when's the last time you've actually picked tools up? Do you do renos to your own place, or you just tools down?
I just did a reno at my joint. I just finished it about 2 weeks ago. I worked for 3 months at my. As soon as the block finished, I got home to my joint and I started a kitchen, laundry, 2 bathroom reno.
How good!
And and it was. And I did it every day, you know, like because I did it. So I was on the tools every day, mate. And I love it. I love getting back on and hanging out with the boys, going to the pub and having a beer after work.
I'd love to send Shayna Blaze, Neil Whittaker and co into your place and see how they review it.
See what scores I get.
That would be funny.
If they give me a bad score, I just punt them off the show. Simple.
Oh, Scott Cam, you can catch him tonight, 7:30 p.m. only on Channel 9. The Block is back. We love the show and we love you, Scotty Cam. Thanks so much for joining the Josiah and Ellie show. I should say just the Josiah and Scott Cam show.
Yeah, you should, but she'll be in trouble tomorrow.
Do you know what? That actually has more of a ring to it, Josiah and Scott Cam show.
How good would that be? Now, that is a show I would tune in for.
I'm sorry. No, I'm Devo. That sounded like fun.
We didn't miss you. I mean, we missed you.
The boys are back in town.
Boys.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, I want to cross over to England to talk about the world's luckiest man. Bit of British music there. Thanks for that. 4 years ago, Darren Donaghy, I don't think that's how you're saying his name, he became a viral sensation after being crowned punching above your weight champion.
Oh, good on you, DD. Double D.
Double D. Yeah. Double D himself. You can see a photo of him right now at the Hit GV Instagram page.
Damn.
The guy is punching. He looks like he's been dropped on his head a few too many times.
Oh, don't be rude about Donald. Darren.
The guy has walked through a forest and been hit by that many ugly sticks. It's not funny.
Josiah.
Hey, let's be honest.
I nearly called you Gavin just then. Josiah, that is not polite to say about someone. I'm sure he's a lovely person.
You know what? He definitely would be because the girl by his arm, who's now his wife and mother of 2 children, looks like she could be on the front page of a Zoo Weekly.
So she's a good-looking rooster?
She is.
Can you be a good-looking rooster?
Yeah.
Rooster?
No, he can, but he's not.
Don't be rude.
He won, but you know what? He owns it. And she accepts it as well. She even quoted herself a few years ago saying, I love Darren dearly. And as most people know, looks aren't everything. I love that we joke about it all the time. So I can call him ugly because he calls himself that. And she says that her husband is as well.
Oh, 4 years ago. Call anyone ugly. It's never okay to call people ugly, Josiah.
Well, he calls himself self-titled ugly. So let's just roll with it.
You're hot, Dazza.
Anyway, Daz won. Double D won a controversial local radio competition.
Oh.
That's how they found it.
We should do that.
Love to do that. It'd be so much fun. Send your photos in because I've seen some of the blokes around the Golden Valley, including myself, and some of those guys are punching so far above their weight.
I was going to say we can't. There's no ugly dudes in the GV.
Oh, come on. Have you been for a walk?
Yes. They're all hot. Call me boys.
Trust me. That's a great competition though. So the comp was a most physically mismatched couple.
Right.
Anyway, have you been to England?
Yes.
Mate, let's be honest. British guys.
Oh, you are being very rude to this morning. It is only 13 past 6.
I'm just unleashing a bit of steam because you were off yesterday, so I'm just letting it all out this morning. British people, they've got no teeth, or the teeth they do have are a bit yellow.
No, that
terrible fashion sense.
Oh, Josiah.
They smell a little bit
as well. If you're a British person listening right now, I love you.
Oh, my
their accents make
and
up
my
for
mother
it.
And her family are all from Manchester. Lucky they didn't get that gene, I tell you what.
Anyway. But why did you then? Ayo!
Now, 4 years on, this is why old ugly Double D over here with the perfect woman is become the luckiest man. 4 years later, he's just won the lotto.
Of course he has.
Unbelievable.
Because good things come to nice people and he is obviously a very nice person.
I was thinking to myself, maybe the guy's already got money. That could be why. You know what? She's obviously got a great and a huge heart. That's why she is with him.
Yeah.
But maybe he has got a little bit of coin already. That's why, you know, it could have helped along with his persuasion of getting her along as it could.
He's saying she's a gold digger.
No, I'm not saying she is like you. She just could be. Anyway, it turns out, no, they don't. They live in a small 2-bedroom flat with 2 kids. Like they were wanting to upgrade but couldn't afford it. They just won the lottery. Now they're going to go $5 million.
Great. Why is it so hard for you to believe that true love exists and it's not all based on looks?
It's not just about true love. It's just that this guy that looks like a smashed bucket of crabs.
Josiah!
Has now gone and won the lotto.
A smashed bucket of crabs. Can we just like do a bit of an investigation. A smashed bucket of crabs.
If you want to see what he looks like, go to the HGV Instagram. You're going to agree with me this morning. And it's, you know what? If he was listening, Double D would call up and say, you know what, Josiah, you're bang on the money. And yes, I am a very lucky man.
And then he'd be like, and I'm richer than you, so suck it.
Seriously, $5 million?
Yeah.
I would.
You know what? You're just jealous. We earn $1 an hour.
Yes, I mean, we do.
You've got a good-looking girlfriend. I'll give you that. But,
thank you.
But come on, mate. Just stop being so jealous.
I'm literally the opposite of this guy.
What?
We have absolutely...
Are you calling yourself really hot?
Oh, I was, no.
Yeah, you are. You did.
I was going to say the opposite of winning the lotto. But you know what? Your words, Ellie. Thank you very much.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Did go to Perth over the weekend. And on Friday, I went to get my flight in Melbourne. Delayed for 4 hours. Not happy about it. Anyway, that's a different...
Was that yesterday?
That was on Friday.
Oh, sorry. Really?
So
I didn't know that.
So my 40-hour trip to Perth
was
cut short. Yeah, delayed by 4 hours. So I was so mad. But then, hey, it got extended by a day because I missed my flight. So really, it all worked out well. Anyway, so I went to the airport on Friday, drove down to Melbourne and went through the security gates and got the old explosive pat-down thing, which I always seem to get. Like, I must look like the biggest terrorist.
Oh, so once you go through security, they're like, you, come here for a pat-down.
Yeah. Even they'd already got people. You know how you think, okay, they've got someone, they're not going to get me. Yeah. They had people and they just picked me up. They're like, no, you come over here.
How's that feeling when you're going through security, not even for the pat down, but you know when you go through and you know you've got nothing on you?
Yeah, you just still feel nervous.
But you kind of like step through the archways. Like it's, don't you get nervous walking through? You're like, and then like, once you get the other side, you're like, I didn't beep. Like, you come here. I'm like, damn it.
That's so true. I always get so awkward. I always approach it the same. I approach it and then I do one big step the way through and I look at the lady or the man and I'm like,
yeah, or I always try to do like a normal walk, except it ends up being like a strut, like I'm down a walkway or like I do too big of a step, like you said. It's like, just be normal, man.
Oh, that is so funny and so true. Anyway, I did my big step, got through, got my bags, went off and he was like, come on back. Lovely man. He was like, oh, how's your day been?
Did he find some on you?
No, I got away with it. All good with my explosives. he was patting me down. He was like, oh, you know, how's your day been? And I was like, no, not too bad. Bit of a flight delay.
Nice explosives man.
Yeah, nice explosive man. Exactly. I was like, yeah, my day's all right. My flight's been a bit delayed, so I'm a bit mad about that. But apart from that, all good. And then I was like, how's yours? And he goes, oh, well, it had a really interesting start, terrible start to the day, but I'm just, you know, hoping it's going to get better from here. And I'm just standing there while he's patting me down and I'm like, does he want me to ask what went wrong? Because, like, I really want to know.
So you went to get patted down by explosives, man, and then turned into a counselling session.
Yes, pretty much. Pretty much. And what? I was like, I was standing there as he was patting me down or whatever. And I was like, I just don't know. In that situation when people say their day's not good, because everyone says, hey, how's your day been? How's your weekend been? Yeah, good. That's the end of the conversation.
Even if it's bad, you say, yeah, good.
Yeah, exactly. But every now and again, you come across someone who just overshares. And I never know how to act in that situation.
You know what he's doing by saying that to you? He's fishing for you to ask him
that.
Do you
think?
So by you not saying anything would cut him. Like you said, you always say, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Even if it's not. If you're one of those people who goes, you know what, to a random,
yep,
not that great. Like that you're wanting them to then come back with, oh, what happened? Otherwise, you know.
Yeah, I know, I guess. And like, because I'm a bit of an oversharer in my, like, instead of just saying, yeah, my day's all right, I did the whole, like, my flight's been delayed, so I'm a bit bummed, you
of
know,
course,
like,
yeah,
just to make conversation because I'm a chatty Cathy. But in this situation, I was like, I don't feel like I can ask what's wrong. And also, because part of me was like, maybe he arrested someone with his explosives. But maybe that was why his day got off to a bad start.
Maybe he should have asked.
So in that respect, I was like, I want to know who had a bomb.
Okay, how would you react if he goes to you, Ellie? Oh, yeah, my wife left me this morning. She's taken the kids, got no house to go home to. And I don't know what to do.
Well, that's the thing.
What are you meant to say? Yeah, why don't you come on the plane to Perth with me?
Exactly.
You know, like, what are you meant to say?
I just avoided it. I was just like, oh, that sucks. Hope your day gets better. I didn't. And then I walked off. And for that whole flight to Perth, I was like, what happened to the explosives, man?
Maybe,
what went wrong?
Maybe he's a listener.
Maybe. Well, do you know what? A lot of listeners do this. In my career in radio, you know, you get people calling up all the time and you want to have a chat with them, see if you can play it on the radio.
Don't open up to us just because of what I said before.
Well, people call and like back in the day when I was doing like competitions, you get want people to call up and be like, what would you spend $1,000 on? And they'd be like, yeah, trips in New York, blah, blah, blah. Great. A lot of people are like, oh, well, my son's in hospital, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that information. I'm so sorry.
You're
I'm
an
so
awkward person.
Yes.
You got to be able to have an answer for every situation. Which you definitely don't.
I don't.
If it's an awkward answer, you never do.
I know. I'm just like, oh, God, sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. But we want to know. I mean, like, we'll put it out there. If you've got an overshare in your life, or if you're someone who overshares, or if you've had an awkward oversharing moment where someone's just been like, well, I just had my arm amputated yesterday. Like, what do you say to that?
You shake it.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
In this show, I reckon between the two of us, I'm probably the tech expert. So I'm going to talk tech this morning.
You just wanted to play this, don't you?
Really, you and I were trying to decide whether we should talk about one thing or the other in this break, and we chose talking about the tech stuff because I just wanted to play that. Great song. Anyway.
You should do your next rap to this, Ben.
Yeah, do you know what? I might.
Everybody
maybe
get
the next time
up.
Something happens in the tech world, I will. I will. Oh, no. Again. Okay, cool. All right, so iOS 12 has been released. You can download it now, I believe, on your phone. And iOS is, of course...
So it's like an update, right?
Yeah. So like the software
on your
phone.
Why don't you say the story and I'll clarify what it is because you've got no idea.
Look, I don't know what I'm going to just preface this by saying I don't know what I'm talking about. But hey, I'm going to give it a crack. It is Apple's next software update, guys. And there's some cool things coming. So strap yourself in.
So usually they say to update because I always find it annoying because it makes your phone run a bit slower. But they say for security, they're always updating security and they change algorithms and stuff like that, so it makes it harder to hack your phone. So that's why it is good to do. Yes.
Well, they're saying that this will make it faster, not slower.
Saying
it'll give you faster performances on devices all the way back to the iPhone 5S.
Great.
Cute. If you still got an iPhone 5, firstly.
You know what? I reckon I've still got my 3.
Don't
3S.
You?
Yes.
Big fatties.
I've got every iPhone since the first one I had. And I've had them since they first came out.
That's actually not a bad idea. Like, keep it because maybe it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I should. Good idea.
Yeah, you're welcome. Can I have some of the money? Can I have a profit?
Yeah, 10%.
Yeah, cool. All right, new features. You'll be able to swipe to the camera 70% faster. I mean, it's already pretty fast. Like, I'm not losing much time in my life.
No, I've never actually thought I wish the camera opened up quicker.
Same. But there you go. The keyboard will show up 50% faster.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And apps will launch twice as fast under heavy workload. So, guys, we're going to be practically – this new phone is like Usain Bolt.
Isn't it? It depends on the app. Like, some just come up quickly anyway. It's just more those bigger ones that take forever to load. That's when it would be good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not losing sleep over the speed of my phone at the moment. But good on you, Apple. This is the cool one. You can FaceTime with up to 32 people.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool, isn't it? Especially if you've got people all over the world.
Yes. I do not have 31 other friends.
I've never FaceTimed more than one person in my life,
oh,
have you?
Oh, do it. It's a bit of fun.
Is it? I've never ever done it. Is there a delay, though?
No, but it's just hard because you all talk over the top of each other. I've done it with 6 people. We had...
like our radio show.
Yeah, exactly. I've got like a bunch of friends who we all used to work together and now we all live around the country. And so we wanted to do Christmas drinks last year.
Oh,
so we
nice.
All got on group chat and had beers on FaceTime.
I don't know if that's
Six
a great idea if it's super sad. I'm leaning towards sad. You just sat there on FaceTime drinking.
With a Christmas hat on, though.
But when you hung up, you're like, I'm off my head. Now what? I just go to bed. I'm really sad.
It's my life. Hey, don't be rude. It was fun. There's new Animojis and Memojis.
Yeah, that's fun. They kind of had them in the last one. So that's when I can send you a text as the dog, you know, the dog emoji, right? But the emoji does what your face does.
Why do we need that?
We really don't. I do it. Whenever I send it to someone, they're like, why are you sending that to me? I'm like, I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah, it's like Bitmojis. I hate Bitmojis. Why do we need it? Like, just send a photo if you need to see what my face looks like. My Bitmoji does not look like me because I'm doing it in protest.
Oh, mine
does. She's a big old fatty, my Bitmoji. Screen Time. There's a new app called Screen Time. Shows you how long you've been on your screen for, which is good.
Yeah.
Got a lot of
saliva. Hey, you know what we should do? We'll do this at another break. You can actually see the amount of time you spend in each app already.
Yeah, I've done that before.
It's really sad, isn't it?
It is. It is.
You realize you've been on Instagram for about 40 hours in a week and you're like, what is my life?
I know. It's so bad. It's so bad. But this will help that. Shows which apps are sending the most notifications and a weekly summary of your usage habits. Great.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're all too addicted, guys. So calm down on your phones. That's why we don't need things like Animojis and Memojis.
And that's the whole update.
pretty much there's AR updates. Don't know what AR is, but you probably do.
That's like, Pokemon Go, for example, where you're in the real world, but also tech. So your camera kind of brings up real things. I had a great app idea, which I still want to do. It's AR related.
Do you want to tell us or do you want
to I'll give it away because I think there's privacy issues. That's why I can't do it. So basically, it's like Snapchat / Facebook, but in the real world.
Yeah.
So for example, if you see someone on a train or you're on the bus and you're like, or you see someone at a cafe and you're like, she's smoking hot. You get your Snapchat camera out or something like my app that I developed. You take a photo of them, which is already illegal. Hold down on them.
You find out who they are.
And it comes up with like their Facebook profile, Google, like rundown of them and everything. How good would that be?
Not good at all, you big old creeper. That is hectic.
Great idea, though.
I nearly swore. That's just so hectic.
Isn't it a great idea, though?
No. Anyway, download the new software, guys. It sounds like it's going to be a bit of fun.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9. Scoopla.
Oh, time to check in with what's happening at the Emmys. Live from the red carpet, Dean McCarthy. Hello, Dean.
G'day, guys. I am literally standing on the red carpet. It is the most beautiful day in LA. It is so warm. You can hear all of the press are arriving. Everyone's getting here. This is one of my favorite award shows of the year, the Primetime Emmy Awards. Let me give you a little bit of lowdown. So, first of all, today we'll have very much a Saturday Night Live, a bit of vibe kind of thing, because, you know, it's nominated for 21 awards. Ooh. The two hosts are from Saturday Night Live. It has won 71 Emmys in its time. It holds the record. So, just brace yourself for a big Saturday Night Live kind of vibe. And, of course, the other big nominees, Game of Thrones, up to 22 nominations, leads the pack. And on 21 nominations, Westworld. Both of them, of course, up for Best Drama. But you know what? There's someone I'm excited to see today. Alison Janney. Do you remember her? She is, of course, she won the Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars for I, Tonya.
She played
the mum in I, Tonya. She is one of my favourite actresses ever, and she's going to be here today. She's up for a Best Actress, which could be the first time she takes it out as well. Big day. It's exciting, and you can watch it all go down this morning on Fox 8 on Foxtel at 10 a.m. So
we'll be tuning in.
You'll love it.
We'll be tuning in, Dean. Hey, any superstars going to be walking the red carpet? Who are you going to be speaking to today?
You know what? You never really know who you're going to get. So you kind of, some of them stop, some of them don't stop. Big stars will be here, though. I think Ricky Martin is going to be here. Leslie Jordan is nominated. And, you know, because so many big stars do TV shows now, like Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman, people like that, there could be some surprise guests. I heard that Jennifer Aniston might be here. So, yeah, brace yourself. I'm ready. I'm tucked. It's 1,000 degrees. My little face, my little spray cans kind of get beating.
When you're kind of on the red carpet, how do you get their attention? Do you just literally yell out at them and hope that they come over to you?
Such a good question. Do you know what I do? It's our little secret between us three and everyone. Oh,
an exclusive. I love it.
I play the Aussie card.
Oh.
Right.
I play it so hard. Like, they walk past and I'm like, g'day, say hello to Australia. Like, I don't even sound like that normally. But I play it so hard. And usually they stop and go, oh, hi, Australia, because how could you not stop for Australia? Like, you'd have to be the devil or something. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it helps you kind of look like Hugh Jackman as well, Dean.
Exactly.
Is Hugh Jackman likely to be there? Nah, he's movies, right?
No, okay. Not likely at all.
Devo.
What's your prediction for Best Series? Game of Thrones, do you think it's got it again, or could Westworld come out of nowhere?
Do you know what? So Game of Thrones have won it before. I don't know. I think maybe Game of Thrones. It's so incredibly popular. It's a good question. It's a tough category. Real. I would kind of want The Crown to win. Queen Elizabeth watches The Crown. So if she's into it, I'm into it.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. All right. Well, we'll let you go, Dean. I'm sure we've got plenty of celebs to interview. Make sure you catch Dean. He's hosting the red carpet, Fox 8, 10 a.m. The Emmys are live only on Foxtel. So enjoy, Dean.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Just seen your outfit on Instagram, Dean, and you look fantastic. Well done.
Love you. Thank you, guys. Bye, guys.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.